Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
With me today, Simon Abrahams from a different Melbourne fringe this 2020. Good day, Simon.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm doing pretty well.
At the beginning of the year, you probably had a sense of what's going to happen to this year's Melbourne fringe. So what was it like at the start when you had to redo everything?
Oh, gosh, what a question. I think we hadn't quite imagined that we would create and recreate and throw out and redo a festival so many times as we've done this year. But, you know, I think 2020 has not been the year any of us expected. But in the end, I think Melbourne's artists have delivered something really exciting and really unique. And, you know, it's not the festival we planned. It's not the festival we'll ever have again. But actually, it's something that's really exciting and full of brilliant art. And whichever way we look at it, I'm feeling pretty excited.
Was the first reaction to in your mind was, is it going to push through or was it, we're not pushing through?
I'm always an optimist. So I think I felt always that we were going to do the festival. Not doing the festival was not an option for me. And so I didn't know the form it was going to take, and that shifted and changed so many times. But for me, we were always going to push through and create a festival, always.
And this year you did the impossible, as you say.
We have launched a festival we've dubbed Art of the Impossible. And I mean, because we're in Melbourne, you know, our artists have been in lockdown. I haven't met some of my colleagues. We've only ever met online. We're not able to be in the same space. I mean, it is sort of crazy. But at the same time, we've all just learnt to navigate it and to make something really extraordinary. And it is impossible, I think. But somehow, somehow here it is.
I guess in any festival, you have like a friend you can't live without who helps you do things in the festival, organize it. Maybe in this case, it would be your Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah, absolutely. God, good broadband is the most important thing right now, isn't it?
Now, are you thankful that we've got fast connection here in Melbourne?
Well, exactly. Exactly. Although, you know, I think it's still not without its problems. And I mean, that's one of the things about making art, you know, online, if you're reliant on things like internet connection, which are often outside of your control, but people are certainly doing their best and making amazing things happen.
What was the reaction from the artists when you put in this program or this concept to them?
I think our artists immediately responded positively. I think their concerns were always just about how. They always wanted to do it. But it was just about how. And so, you know, we've put in place a series of workshops and masterclasses and commissioning programs and micro grants and all sorts of support structures, mentorships that could support our artists in learning how to do something new and different and to make this thing happen. So the artists were up for it. It was just a matter of extending their skills and learning new things. And that's what they've done.
And I like it that you're bringing Taiwan to Melbourne.
Yeah, we've got a focus program on Taiwanese art and artists. And there's some really, really interesting art coming out of Taiwan and some really interesting artists. So, yeah, we have a focus program of four events, three live artworks and a discussion, panel discussion talking about the works that are all beamed out of Taiwan and really interesting works.
So when you say live artworks, this will be live online?
Live online, that's right, yeah. So there's one work that is, it's called Something About Skin, and it's two Taiwanese artists are performing a dance duet with a robotic vacuum cleaner in a contemporary dance live-streamed online work. There's another work called Transhumanism, which is a magic show with audience interaction through the screen. And you can't always tell what's live, what's recorded. It's about the death of magic. And then there's a piece called Iceland Bar. And in this work, which is again on Zoom, the work previously was called Island Bar, happened in a bar, but now that bar is transferred to a digital space, and you make yourself a cocktail. The artist makes a cocktail on the other side of the world, and you have a conversation over Zoom with an artist, and you take it from there, and interesting things happen. So three really interesting different works all happening online.
And another interesting aspect is dial an artist. It's like call a friend.
Yeah, it's exactly that. So it's on every day of the festival. There'll be a different artist, and you dial 1-300-FRINGE, there'll be an artist at the end of the line to help solve your problems. So whatever you've got, if your toilet is blocked, you want to learn how to make a souffle, you're not sure what to do about Donald Trump, whatever your question is, you can bring your problem to an artist, and you call 1-300-DIAL-AN-ARTIST, talk to an artist at the end of the phone, and they'll help you solve your problems. Maybe they'll write you a song, or they'll write a poem, or they'll give you a YouTube link, or they'll just talk to you about it. And artists' job is to be really unique thinking, and that's what they'll do. And it's a project I'm very excited about.
And I suppose it has pushed the boundaries, isn't it, this year's Fringe?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got work that is artworks that come to your house in a package that is arrives in the mail. There's artworks that happen via text message. There's artworks that happen in the rain, in your bath, in your bed, in your home, behind glass in shop windows, outdoors in public space. There's all sorts of art that really is pushing the boundaries of what we even thought could be possible. So some artists are really doing some interesting things.
It would have been amazing to witness how you came up with all these concepts during your meetings online.
It's been hard, but, you know, as I say, artists have just got brilliant minds, and they think of great and exciting things. So it's been a joy to work with artists and to imagine what's possible.
And no matter how difficult 2020 has been, I guess this is one of the things that we look forward to, because it'll something that will bring us a brief respite or break from everything that's happening, isn't it?
That's it. It's just a way to think differently, to have some fun, to experience something new. All of those things are possible, and to be able to just let go, and that's you know, it feels really exciting, I think, to just be able to imagine, enter a different world for a moment. And that's what the Fringe Festival enables you to do.
And it's not just for adults, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no, we have work for children as well. Yeah, there's quite a few shows. One of them I'm very excited about is called A Rain Walk. And you go for a walk in the rain. You do exactly what it says. You can wear whatever you like, but you go out in the rain, and you listen to an artwork, and it's audio recording, and there's a box that's delivered to your house, and you open the box, and you do what it says. You follow the leader. And so I'm excited about that. We've got a club that's available for kids that's free events online where they can tune in, and there's dance events and singing and all sorts of really interesting and exciting events for kids.
I suppose, although we're apart, we'll be together.
That's it. We wanted to find a way to bring our community together. And so there's virtual reality exhibitions. There's events that happen in games. So you can play, you can attend a Fringe Festival within Animal Crossing New Horizons. You can attend a live gig inside Minecraft. We wanted to find ways that community could come together, even under these challenging circumstances, that even though we can't necessarily all be in the same room together, we can still have a party and have a good time, even if we're apart.
And are there still spaces that we could visit for this year's Fringe, or is it all happening online?
There are some outdoor events that people can come to. Yeah, so there's a big event at Paran Square called Multiply, that you can come to on the 21st of November. You need to pre-register for that. There are some events happening in shop windows, in public spaces, So all of the details of those are on our website, but there are a handful of events you can come to. The Abbotsford Convent has a live show that's happening outdoors in the grounds of the convent. So there are some live things that you can come to, you know, in person, which is hugely exciting.
Especially now that everyone in Melbourne's allowed to go out.
Exactly, exactly. It's very, very exciting.
Looking forward to the coming Melbourne Fringe. It's from the 12th to the 29th, if I'm not mistaken, Simon.
That's absolutely correct.
Art of the Impossible at this year's Melbourne Fringe. Thank you very much, Simon Abrahams.
Thank you.
E like, e share, and comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.